command and control model of leadership. And so in my experience, it's so important to create ownership when you're leading an organization. And command and control really doesn't create a sense of ownership. It doesn't get people to buy in. It gets people's compliance externally. And when I'm training pastors, that's more my realm than in the business world, I always try to coach pastors to say, how can you, once everyone understands what the vision is, how can you create massive amounts of ownership so that everybody says, I'll pray for that. I'll take ownership in serving and volunteering. I'll give to that. I'll show up with energy and enthusiasm to achieve that because I feel like I own it. And I think one of the sixth sense kind of dimensions of leadership, if you will, is a leader is always walking around trying to assess levels of ownership. What is happening in this organization because I'm demanding it and people are giving external begrudging compliance? Or what am I creating in this organization that has people voluntarily showing up with their best because they believe in it and they're a part of it? And it takes great leadership to create that kind of that high sense of ownership. And anything that you do that defeats ownership, to me, now over time, that's going to bite you. It won't bite you overnight. It won't bite you in a quarter. It'll bite you eventually every time. Opinion.
Is that your experience, Marjorie?
I absolutely agree. We are very blessed to have a great mission, and so I use that to rally the troops a lot. People want to do good, right? And we translate that to do well so that we can do good in our communities. I've been also very blessed with being promoted very quickly, much like you, always way beyond ever being qualified for any of the positions. And I think that helps. We were talking earlier about I had no choice but to engage a lot of people because I really didn't have the answers. I really needed them to be involved in the solutions, and that gets the buy-in. You do sometimes have to go slow to go fast. Getting the buy-in and getting the participation takes time, but then there's no stopping it. You've got the momentum. It is a movement.
Yeah. It's interesting. They did a study one time at St. John's where they had